This is the Sakar Moli of 6th of February, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you clever gardeners have the task of changing the thorns of this old world into the flowers of a new world. Question. What most elevated fortune do you children make for yourselves at the confluence age? Answer. You change from thorns into fragrant flowers. This is the most elevated fortune. If you have even one vice, you are still a thorn. It is only when you have completely changed from thorns into flowers that you become Satopradhan deities. You children have now come here to make your Sun Dynasty fortune for 21 generations. Song. I have come with my fortune awakened. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. This song is a common song. You are gardeners and the Father is the master of the garden. You gardeners now have to change thorns into flowers. These words are very clear. You devotees have come to God. All of you are devotees. You have come to the Father to study this knowledge. Only by studying this Raja Yoga can you become the masters of the new world. You devotees say, I have come with my fortune awakened. I have come having made a new world in my heart. Baba tells you every day to remember your sweet home and the sweet kingdom. It is you souls who have to remember this. At every center, you are all changing from thorns into flowers. Flowers too are number wise. Flowers are offered to Shiva. Some offer one kind of flower to Shiva and some another kind. There is the difference of day and night between an ukk flower and a rose. This too is a garden. Some are jasmine, some are champa, white fragrant flower, and some are rattan jyot, also a very fragrant flower. Some are still ukk flowers. You children know that all are thorns at present. This world is a forest of thorns, and in order to go into the garden of that new world, you have to become flowers. There are only thorns in this old world, and so you sing that you have come to the Father to change from the thorns of this old world into the flowers of that new world. You have come to the Father who establishes the new world. You have to change from thorns into flowers, which means into deities. The meaning of the song is so easy. We have come with our fortune awakened for the new world. The new world is the golden age. Some people's fortunes are Satopradhan, whereas it is Rajo for some and Tamo for others. Some become Sun Dynasty kings, whereas others become their subjects. Some even become servants of the subjects. The kingdom of that new world is now being established. You go to school in order to awaken your fortune. Here it is a question of a new world. What fortune would you create here in this old world? You are making your fortune of becoming deities in that new world. Those deities whose idols everyone has been bowing down to. You were worthy of worship deities, and then, while taking rebirth, you became worshippers. You are now receiving your inheritance for 21 births. People speak of 21 generations, A generation means a life that lasts until after the age of retirement. The Father gives you your inheritance for 21 generations. Because you don't experience untimely death in your childhood, adolescence, or the middle of your life, that world is called a land of immortality. This world is called a land of death, the kingdom of Ravan. Here vices exist in everyone. Anyone who has even one vice is a thorn. The Father would then understand that the gardener doesn't know how to create royal fragrant flowers. If the gardener is good, he would prepare very good flowers. You need flowers that are worthy of being threaded in the rosary of victory. Very good flowers are picked to offer to the deity idols. Supposing Queen Elizabeth were to come here, you would prepare a garland of first-class flowers and present it to her. Human beings here are Tamo Pradhan. People go to a temple of Shiva, believing him to be God. They call Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar deities. They call Shiva God. They say that he is the highest on high. They say that Shiva ate bitter flowers and drank an intoxicating drink. They defame him so much. They offer him uk flowers. Just look at what they offer to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They offer first-class flowers to Tamo Pradhan thorns, and just look what they take to the Temple of Shiva. Just look what kind of milk they offer him. It's 5% milk and 95% water. What kind of milk should you offer to God? They don't understand anything. You now understand all of this very well. Amongst you too, there are some who understand very well, and so they are made heads of the centres. Although it is the same study, not all of you are alike. Your aim and objective is to change from ordinary humans into deities. However, you teachers are number wise. The main basis of your entering the Rosary of Victory is this study. It is the same study for everyone, but you pass number-wise. Everything depends on how much you study. Some enter the Rosary of 8, some enter the Rosary of 108, and some enter the Rosary of 16,108. People make their genealogical tree, just like the different branches of a tree. First there is one leaf, then there are two leaves, and then it continues to grow. This too is a tree. There are genealogical trees, such as the Kirpalani genealogical tree, etc. All of those genealogical trees are limited. This genealogical tree is unlimited. Who is the first one in this? Prajapita Brahma. He is called the great-great-grandfather, but no one knows this. Human beings don't know who the creator of the world is. They all have totally stone intellects, like Ahilya's, a woman who was turned to stone by a curse. Only when they become like that does the Father come. You have come here to change from those with intellects like Ahilya's, those with stone intellects, into those with diamond intellects. Therefore you have to imbibe this knowledge. Having recognized the Father, you should be concerned about how you study. For example, if you come today and leave your body tomorrow, what status would you be able to claim? You wouldn't have taken any of this knowledge. You wouldn't have learned anything. And so what status would you claim? Day by day, time is getting shorter for those who leave their bodies now. If you take a new birth now, what would you be able to do? Yes, if any of you do leave your body, you would take birth in a good home. You souls would take your sanskars with you, and so you would easily be awakened and start remembering Shiv Baba. If you haven't imbibed these sanskars, you would not be able to do anything. Nothing would happen. This knowledge has great subtlety and depth and has to be understood. You gardeners bring very good flowers, and so your praise is sung. It is the task of you gardeners to create flowers. There are many children who don't even know how to remember the Father. Everything depends on your fortune. If it is not in your fortune, you won't understand anything. Fortunate children recognize the Father accurately and remember him very well. Together with having remembrance of the Father, you also have to remember that new world. You sing in the song that you have come to make a new fortune for a new world. You have to claim your fortune of a kingdom for 21 births from the Father. By staying in this intoxication, by maintaining this happiness, you will be able to understand the meaning of these songs with just a signal. In a school too, if it is not in someone's fortune, he fails. This examination is a very great one. God himself sits here and teaches you. This knowledge is for those of all religions. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. You know that no bodily being can be God. Not even Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar can be God. They are the deities who reside in the subtle region. There are only human beings here. There are no deities here. This is the human world. Lakshmi and Narayan are humans with divine virtues, and their religion is called deityism. In the Golden Age, there are deities, and in the subtle region, there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. People sing salutations to the deity Vishnu, salutations to the deity Brahma. Then they say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. They do not call Shiva a deity. Human beings cannot be God. There are the three floors, and we are on the third floor. Those human beings with divine virtues in the Golden Age then become those with devilish traits. Because they are eclipsed by Maya, they become ugly, just as the moon is eclipsed. That aspect is limited, whereas this aspect is unlimited. This is an unlimited day and night. They even speak of the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. You must now only study with the one Father alone and forget everyone else. You become the masters of the new world by studying with the Father. This is the true Gita Patshala. You do not stay in a patshala forever. People believe that the path of devotion is the path to God. the more devotion they perform, the more pleased God will be with them, and that he will come and give them the fruit of their devotion. Only you now understand these things. There is only one God, and he is now giving you that fruit. Those who are worthy of worship, Sun Dynasty souls, have done the greatest amount of devotion. They will come here. You are the ones who first did unadulterated devotion of Shiv Baba. Therefore, you were the first devotees. Then, while coming down, you became Tamopradhan. You performed devotion for half a cycle, and that is why you are given this knowledge first. However, you are also number wise. You cannot make the excuse in this study of living far away and not being able to study every day. Some of you say that you live 10 miles away, but even if you walked 10 miles to your centre in remembrance of Baba, you wouldn't feel tired. You go there to receive such huge treasures. People go by foot on pilgrimages to be given a vision. They stumble so much. This is a question of one town. The father says, I have come here from so far away, and you say that your house is 5 miles away. Wonderful. You should come running here to claim your treasures. People go so far to Amarnath just to have a vision. Whereas Amarnath Baba, the Lord of Immortality himself, has come here to teach you. He has come to make you into the masters of the world, and yet you continue to make excuses. Anyone can come at Amrit Vela. There is no fear at that time. No one would rob you. If you wear jewellery, etc., they would snatch it away from you. Thieves only want material wealth. However, if it is not in your fortune, you make a lot of excuses. If you do not study, you lose your own status. The father enters Bharat in order to make it into heaven. He shows you the path to attain liberation in life in a second. But you still do have to make some effort. If you won't even take a step, how are you going to get there? You children understand that this is the meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. You have come to the Father in order to claim your inheritance of heaven. That new world is being established. As soon as that establishment is completed, destruction will begin. It will be the same Mahabharat war, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. You should come running here to take the treasures of this knowledge that the Father is giving you. Do not make any kind of excuse in this. If you walked even 10 miles in remembrance of the Father, you would not get tired. 2. The basis of entering the Rosary of Victory is this study. Pay full attention to this study. Do the service of changing thorns into flowers. Remember your sweet home and your sweet kingdom. Blessing. May you know the importance of the confluence age and attain a countless return for onefold and become filled with all attainments. at the confluence age Baptada promised you. Give one fold and you will receive 100,000 fold. Just as this time is the most elevated time, the most elevated birth, and has the most elevated title, in the same way, it is only at this time that you can experience all attainments. At this time, not only is it 100,000-fold return of one, but whenever you want, however you want, whatever you want, the Father is bound to you in the form of your servant. You receive countless times return of one, because at present, the bestower of blessings belongs to you. While you are holding the seed in your hand, you can take whatever you want in a second from the seed and become filled with all attainments. Slogan: no matter what the circumstances are, let go of them, but do not let go of your happiness. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Unity and concentration are the two most elevated arms for achieving success in every task. Concentration means to be free from waste and sinful thoughts. Where there is unity and concentration, success is the garland around your neck. The bestower of blessings loves the word one, ek. Be faithful to one, ek vrata. Have one strength and one faith in one, ek bal, ek barosa. As well as this, follow the directions of one, ek mat. Do not follow the dictates of yourself or others, but become stable and constant, ekras. There should be no interest in other people or in possessions. The same applies for unity, ekta, and for having love for solitude, ekant priya. Om Shanti.